back at it on the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you here. Kellogg's has been, you know, since you're a kid. Field trips in elementary school to Kellogg's. Cereal City. I mean, that has been a cornerstone of Michigan since I showed up on the scene. You know, now that I'm 40 years old, it's, you know, it's still on the... Representative Matt Hall is from Comstock. He's a Republican. And Matt, good to have you here because I believe that Michigan loses part of its identity here. Maybe I'm crazy, but three companies, the largest of which, 80% of Kellogg's, will now be headquartered in Chicago. And from what I can read and what I can figure out, that's not even the name of the company anymore. Good to have you here. What can you tell me?
Well, thanks. Yeah, I met with the Kellogg CEO yesterday with a group of community leaders. You know, I think, you know, I represent areas in Calhoun County near Battle Creek and Kalamazoo County as well. And, you know, their position is nothing to see here. You know, we're not leaving Battle Creek. We're not leaving, you know, the jobs are not changing. But what I tried to convey yesterday is no one I talked to believes that.
I don't believe that.
I mean, what you're seeing here is they're taking the most profitable part of their business, which is the snacks part, and they're headquartering that in Chicago. And then they're leaving the parts of their company that aren't growing, and keeping them in Battle Creek. That's essentially what they're doing.
That's right. The Cheez-Its, the Pringles, the Pop-Tarts, that's the snack division, all going to Chicago to be headquartered. The cereal brand and the Morningstar Farms plant-based food stuff, that's about $2.7 billion. The others, $11.5 billion and growing. And so that's gets left in Battle Creek, but I don't know that. Again, what are the? There's two companies. They'll be split into three companies. What are the companies called, Matt?
Well, that was a conversation we had, and they haven't necessarily determined that yet. And you know, one thing we were pushing was keeping the Kellogg's name associated with Battle Creek. And their CEO heard that, and but he wouldn't commit to what those names are going to be.
Right.
We did.
So once again, yeah, so here's my problem with this. Another legacy business. I mean, like I said, school kids have been going down for field trips to Kellogg since I was a kid, right? And it's another legacy business that there's no other way, that has been lost, fumbled, because Michigan is not a place that people want to do business anymore. I don't see how Illinois really is. But the fact of the matter is we've got high taxes, broken roads, you know, bad policies, and so Ford builds their battery plant in Kentucky, and Kellogg's takes their headquarters to Chicago. Say, what's next?
Well, I think you're exactly right, which is, you know, we talked about this with him, and the one thing he would talk about was that, obviously, Battle Creek does not have an international airport. I get that. But, you know, part of it, too, is having a skilled and educated workforce in the community that can perform the jobs that are needed and also to have the housing. And you probably know in our schools, I mean, they're behind because, you know, on a lot of things, and they're focusing on really divisive things right now, like critical race theory. So that's a problem.
Well, I'm sure that's true. You know, I'm pretty sure that's true in Illinois as well. I don't sure. Pretend to believe that Illinois isn't teaching that crap to their kids, too. But a ready workforce, housing availability. I'm going to guess that Battle Creek is a more affordable housing market than Chicago in the suburbs. Maybe I'm wrong, but I would think that that's probably true.
It is. And, you know, that was one thing he did talk about with us. You know, he said a lot of these young people right out of college want to live in a city like Chicago. But as they get married and raise a family, he said that communities like Kalamazoo and Battle Creek are a lot more attractive to them for for exactly that reason. And there's a lot less crime, obviously, than in Chicago.
Well, there's a lot less crime, you know, in a war zone than Chicago on most days. Here's the question, Matt, for you. Matt Hall, state rep from Comstock. Basically, you're telling me that there are no guarantees for Kellogg's going forward. None. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, I think that's right. I mean, I think that what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to diversify our local economy. We're going to have to become more competitive as a state. You know that I'm working to get in the state budget funding to create to sites in our state, like the one in Marshall near Battle Creek, that we could land big manufacturing plants, that we could, but we've got to pull out the utilities, get the sites ready. I'm working on a research and development tax credit that'll help incentivize keeping research and development jobs and engineering in our state, like the ones at Kellogg. But it's overall, you know, improving our tax structure in the state and improving our regulatory structure and making Michigan a place that'll compete, because we can't have these cities anymore that rely on one company. I mean, look at what's happening.
It's falling apart. And so I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, a year or two or three down the road, the new company, whatever it's called, says, you know what, we're just going to move headquarters all together to Chicago. We can manufacture some in Kalamazoo. And then after that, they just close the manufacturing facility because they find a cheaper, more effective place that has lower taxes, better roads, and a better workforce. And Battle Creek has nothing left. That's the problem. And the question is, what are the governor or the legislature, what are they prepared to do about it today? We've lost much of Ford and General Motors. We're losing Kellogg. And I say again, what's next? What are we going to do to protect these companies and keep them here? Because there's no reason, you just told me, Matt, there's no reason to believe Kellogg has any long-term plan to stay here anymore.
Yeah, and that's right. And we're going to have to be competitive. And, you know, Governor Whitmer just vetoed our $2.5 billion tax cut plan that really would have started us down that road of making Michigan a more competitive place to do business. And, you know, we are working on this, you know, getting funding for sites that, because you'd be surprised right now if you said, where are the sites in the state that we could land a big manufacturing plant or other facility? And how much would it cost to get them ready to market them to a business? No one can tell you that. And that's a problem. And that's one reason why we lost Stellantis, you know. So I'm working to make sure we have sites available that could do these things and that we have a good tax policy in our state that people will want to do business here.
We need new leadership. That's a fact. Matt, greatly appreciate State Rep Matt Hall. Thank you for stopping in.
Thank you.
All right. I'll take a break here. In the next hour, the Michigan Chamber will be here. Mark Mix will be here from the Right to Work Foundation and so much more. I'll continue with a breakdown of energy in America after this. What it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are out of control. Their reckless spending is driving inflation through the roof. It's like a big tax hike on everything we buy. We need to fire Pelosi before it's too late for our country and our state. We need John Molinar. Molinar is a conservative who's taken on the radical left in Congress. He said no to their reckless spending and no to their tax hikes. John's 100% pro-life and has a proven pro-Second Amendment record. And John Molinar is endorsed by President Donald Trump.
Great people, real fighters for Trump. John Molinar.
I'm John Molinar. I don't just talk conservative, I fought for our values. Join me so we can fire Pelosi once and for all.
Send John Molinar back to Congress to take on the radical left. John Molinar, the conservative we can count on.
I'm John Molinar, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Molinar for Congress.